This morning's scripture is Matthew 5:13, and I've chosen two different versions to read it to you from so you can get our standard interpretation and a little bit broader idea, see how this applies to your life. Matthew 5:13. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the world's seasoning to make it tolerable. If you lose your flavor, what will happen to the world? And what will happen to you? You yourselves will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless.
Kimberly, you are phenomenal. I just love to go to church with Kimberly. She's a true blessing. Such a blend of spirituality with a comedic spirit, and she can cook. I thank the Lord for her. I thank the Lord for the opportunity to come and just to spend some time with my family. I saw Dave crouching her someplace. There's Dave. I have an assignment. Men's ministry retreat, October 21, 20 to 21 and 22. Right, that's my assignment. He's on our men's ministry council there at the conference office, and we have an assignment, wherever we go, to make sure we announce it. It's gonna be phenomenal. You can't miss it. It's gonna be wonderful this year. Dennis, so good to see you. Didn't expect to see you this weekend. He's on vacation. He's got sense. I didn't go on vacation, but I was on vacation anyway. You know why? I couldn't do a thing. I was just wasted trying to plow through, and came here and I saw Dennis. I said, that made my day. And Diane and whoever Caleb is, he's lost to us today. And so many others of you who are just so dear to me. Arlen and Melinda, they work with our marriage retreat, right? That's right, and there's Angela and Leo, and it's just a joy to be here worshiping with you. And there's Todd over there too, and many others. I could go on, I'll stop. But it's good to be in a place where you feel comfortable with people who love you, and to see what you're doing here. I wish I could take this and kind of sprinkle it throughout Central California Conference. And maybe the rest of our family will be experiencing a little bit more of what you enjoy here. Lena, so good to see you. When you leave Dennis, I'll pastor this church. Well, I'm out of luck. You are, in fact, salt. Father, help us see this today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Can you imagine life without salt? Life without salt. Popcorn without salt. Can you imagine that? Have mercy. Does anybody still have any of those air poppers? You got those air poppers? I brought one too. What? Do you use it anymore? Has it found the, you still use yours? Has it found the, he's one of the few. Has it found the yard sale and those kind of things? I mean, you gotta have salt on popcorn. Now I know about this health thing. I do that too, and I really push that. But cook it with some olive oil. You gotta have something to hold the salt. You follow me? Put some some natural yeast on it. You know, and then you require a little less salt, but you gotta have some salt. French fries, mashed potatoes, baked potato. You gotta have some salt. Salt just makes it taste good. doesn't it? You know what? You're salt. Salt is valuable. Back in the day, a bag of salt was worth a bag of gold. I saw these security guards out here today. What's happening over here, security guards? At the front door of the church. Something must be happening in Fresno. You can't walk around with a bag of gold. Not in Fresno. And you follow me? Bag of salt. The value of salt, a bag of gold, is worth a man's life. Salt is so important to die of salt starvation is more painful than to die of thirst. Salt is extremely valuable. And Jesus says, you are salt. Isn't that amazing? You are salt. And couched in this compliment is the greatest privilege. The privilege of making the world taste better by showing the love of Jesus. You are salt. Sudan, genocide, whole wastes of people being destroyed, people being chased from their homes and cut down, whole families. Joey Cheeks, Olympics speed skate gold medalist in August 6th of this year. Joy saw the multitude and was moved with compassion. And so after he won his $25,000 purse, he decided to take it and to get some matching funds and to give over $500,000 to the cause in Sudan. Talking about salt. Got some other people's attention. What's her name? Angelina Jolie and George Clooney. And others joined the bandwagon. Not going to stand by and watch this kind of human devastation. Moved with compassion. Got to do something about it. Talking about salt. Katrina. Fresno Evans Academy. Your kids. Senior trip. Did they go to Disneyland? Did they go to Hawaii? Or did they go to the devastation in Mississippi? Got to Mississippi and I got a chance to meet with them in the back room getting ready for the experience there at camp meeting. And those kids, they learned about sweet potato pie. They learned about collard greens. I mean, they were just so excited about the different things they experienced in Mississippi, as well as they got to touch the lives of people. And they were excited about the blessing that comes with being salt. Isn't that wonderful? You ever look at that picture, Extreme Makeover? You see the episode about Big Mama? Did you see it? Big Mama, she had a huge heart. Run this ministry of just helping children who are being lost to this society, lost on the streets of the cities. Took them in and related to them. Extreme Makeover caught wind of that. And they came to church to surprise Big Mama. Sitting somewhere where Kimberly's sitting, TV cameras and the whole nine yards. And they told Big Mama that they were going to build her a community center to help her dispense her salt. And Big Mama got right up in church and started dancing the aisles. She was so excited about the opportunity to give more salt, to meet people in their felt needs, and to help them process through this crazy life. The world needs salt, doesn't it? And God says, you're it. You're salt. Salt is a preservative. It keeps food from decaying. The presence of a true Christian is a life preserver. Genesis 18 chapter verses 24 through 23. Three angels on their way to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah stopped by Abraham's place. Three angels on the way to destroy Fresno. Who's in Fresno? My friends, my children, my co-workers, people who I love. Angels on the way to destroy Sodom because it was so wicked. Stopped by Abraham's place. And Abraham thought about the people who he loves. Began to beg and plead. Began to try to figure out how to possibly save them. If you could find 50, what about 40? Would you save it? What about 30? Abraham knew the real deal. If you could find 10, would you save the city? About 1 million people lived in Sodom and Gomorrah. God was willing to save a city if he could just find 10 righteous people. One piece of salt, one grain of salt, one person, one salt was worth 100,000 people's lives. Talking about the preservative power of salt. And God says, that's who you are. You're salt. In Egypt, there were about 20 million people, but only one Joseph. 20 million, and just one of you saved the whole nation. Laban said of Jacob, over there in Genesis, the 30th chapter, verse 27, stay with me, for I have learned by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you. Blessed! I know my whole situation has changed because you are in my house. Praise the Lord for salt. What's the population of Fresno? Any idea? About how many? About 450,000? I buy that. How many Adventists are hanging around here? I think there's about 4,000. Is that right? Did I do that right? Anyway, look at all the churches in Fresno. Those are the Adventists. But it goes beyond that. Look at the Christians in Fresno. Look at the people of God in Fresno. And God says, these good people who claim me as their Lord and Savior are salt. And these good people are the ones who keep things tolerable here. These are the ones who keep things tasty here. These are the ones who make life worth living here. For I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly now. And have the hope of eternal life. And that's what you do here in Fresno. For you, in fact, are salt. When salt is sprinkled over food, what happens to the salt? It dissolves, doesn't it? Salt gives up itself in order to enhance the other. Galatians, the second chapter, verse 20. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Christ gave himself for people. Took a group of kids to Mexico. And we did some vacation Bible schools, and we repaired some teeth and repaired some homes, and we painted the Catholic church. Talking about salt. They were so excited about that, and built a church about a block away. Can you imagine what happened when the evangelist came? Being salt. Well, one little girl came up to me and she said, Steve, I'm having so much fun here, giving and serving until I don't want to go home. That's the benefit of being salt. You have fun being salt. People, when they come to the table, can you imagine a salt shaker on the table? I shouldn't say it like that. But if nothing had salt in it, Can you imagine a salt ticket on the table? The joy it would experience when it sees people coming? Everybody at this table is going to touch me. The joy of being salt. Had Big Mama dancing in the aisles. Gabriel, you know Gabriel, don't you? Stephen Gabriel, my little knucklehead. I was sharing with Gabriel, every single thing we do is for people. To put this in context, Gabe is over there in New York now. He's attached to a law firm that's hired him. And in 6 weeks, Gabriel's income will be more than half my yearly salary. I said, something's wrong with this picture. Gabe, remember, everything you do is for people. Why do we build these large building skyscrapers? They're for people. Why do we build these massive cars? They're for people. Why are the farmers growing these large fields? They're for people. Every single thing you do is for people. And you want to make it eternal because we don't last long enough down here. Why spend all of your time and energy just for this little piece that we have here? You gotta think eternal. So remember, Gabe, every single thing you do, no matter how you're blessed, Christ gave his life for people. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. It's all about people. Getting us to experience the abundant life down here and have hope for eternal life. That was the last message, few messages I've been giving him, but early on, I'd given this message all of his life. And I recalled one time I was driving down the street, getting about the business of the ministry. And we came to a stoplight there, and the people are there asking for money, alms. I'm busy. I got someplace to go. And so I'm waiting for the light. And Gabriel is saying, Daddy, you got to get this man some money. I got to go. Give this. So I take off. He continued to berate me. My wife said, don't say this, but it's so clear. The only way I can say it is the way I have to say it. He called me everything but a child of God. All kosher. It got so bad, I had to turn the car around, go back to the man on the corner. And then he said, because you didn't give him some salt earlier, you got to give him more salt now. You know, wasn't going to be a dollar, you give him two now. It's this thing we teach these kids, and they give it back to us. Reminding us of what's most important down here. Christ saw the multitude and was moved with compassion, no matter what condition they were in or where their minds were going. He was giving his life anyway. The power of love has got to do that. And then results, believe it or not, souls are going to be saved in God's eternal kingdom. People are going to experience what God offered us here. When our energy, our time, and our life is spent doing good for others, we may disappear, but we live on in the lives of others. Now, I want to talk about my mama. Is that okay? Talk about Big Mama. I want to talk about my mama. My mama was salt, and she was a salt producer. Okay, my father passed away some time ago and left her to raise 7 kids in the late 50s and the 60s by herself. Now that's quite a feat. just to get them up, get them fed, get them dressed, and get them out. That was Mama's task. But she gave her energy, life, her time to her children. End results, she produced 3 preachers, 1 speech pathologist who did those things that Angela does, pathfinders and children choirs, all those kind of things, and still does it. 1 teacher like Angela's mama, still teaching and directing little kids and speeches and those kind of things for the love of God. 1 college professor who did her PhD on how psychotic people understand the presence of God. Now try to get that through a review board. But she did it. Everything was about God and how to promote him on this planet. And yes, 1 Vietnam vet, recovering cocaine addict, who is committed to this day to foster the gospel of Jesus Christ. We go through all kinds of changes, but the core of it all, whenever you work it all through, is how to make the world taste better for people on the planet now and give them a hope of eternal life. My mother was salt. She was the Sabbath, she was my Sabbath school teacher. My, historically, MV leader, AYS leader. My social host. Where are my children on Saturday night? They're in my house. Why? Because they're here and all their buddies are here too. And I've made it such a pleasant place till that's just the way it is. And Christian education is my responsibility. Sure, others can help, but my child's ultimate understanding of who God is depends on me. My child's academic development depends on me. Yes, others can help. Christian education was right there in the house. She was a salt producer. And we ate it up. Therefore, my mother lives on and continues to serve through the lives of her children. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Talking about salt. What about salt that has lost its savor? Lost its saltiness? Salt is taken from the ground. If it is largely mixed with dirt, if it is compromised, it has no strength, no saltiness. It's good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden underfoot. Salt must be pure. It must be genuine because so much depends on it. Follow me as I follow Christ? That's a scary thought. Follow me as I follow Christ. It sounds like those Blue Angel jets, and the lead is leading the group at speeds that are so fast till if he crashes, the whole group follows him in. There's no chance, no time to recover. Follow me as I follow Christ. Such a powerful statement. Our children can spot a fake a mile away. Did you know that? Oh, they can spot a fake. They read us like a book. They have been reading us since they were babies. They know when to go to mommy and when to go to daddy to get the answer they want. Right? And as we grow up, we haven't lost that gift. We have a tendency to be able to know when we see something that's genuine and something that's fake. Well, the world is dependent on us being the real thing, because they want to follow us, and we've got to be leading them to Christ. The man on the street, his survival depends on his ability to distinguish between the genuine and the fake. It's most clearly seen, you walk the streets of San Francisco and you see the panhandlers, they know who to go up to and who not to. By the way you look, they don't want to waste their time. They know when they see a salt shaker. Well, Christ says, Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. Ye are salt, and God wants you to be the pure salt because so much depends on you. God loves people, and people need to know the love of God. The mission of Jesus to this world was to reveal the love of God. How did he fulfill his mission? God's method is the only true method. God's method is the only method of true success. God's method is the only method of true success. He mingled with men, hung out with them as one who desireth their good, showed them sympathy, touched them in their felt needs, won their confidence. They fell in love with him, and we are still following him by the millions. Next to a neighbor, big, old, real big, old white guy, living next to a skinny black guy. And I saw my neighbor, and I said, I go jogging every day. Come and go jog with me. He said, Steve, have you looked at me? I can't jog. Come and walk with me. Steve, my ankles hurt. Come and ride a bike with me. I don't have a bike. Steve, will you come next door and help me put my bicycle together? Went next door, put the bicycle together, and my next door neighbor tried to get on it, and he couldn't get that foot. He just could not get on that bike. I said, okay, lay it down, step over it, let's raise it up under you. And he made it. And we began to ride our bikes every morning. You know, when I get out here in this beautiful nature, I just like to pray. Will you pray with me? I'll pray with you. And so we're riding and praying. Steve, where do you go to church? Over there. Keep riding. Steve, how do you get in your church? You got any Bible lessons or something? In the back room. Lou, his girlfriend, his mother, and his ex-wife began to attend church. Christ's method is the only method of true success. Just meeting people in their felt needs. This needs some salt. You got any salt around here? Meeting people in their felt needs, winning their confidence. It's all about love. There is no power, there is nothing on earth that can resist the power of love. It's neither race, it's neither age, it's neither status in life. Salt. Love breaks through anything. Over there in Matthew, the 11th chapter, are you the one or should we look for another? Jesus says, watch me. Blind people are seeing. People who couldn't talk are talking. People who are sick are healed. People who are dead even raised up. And the gospel is being preached to the poor. Simply meeting people, touching them where they hurt. Isn't that simple? That's what salt does. The world needs to see God as a God who loves. And he says, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all. Well, going back to that text, Matthew 13, I like the way Melinda read it. You are the seasoning of the earth. Isn't that wonderful? And I think so much of you till I've commissioned you to make the world taste good. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our God and for thinking so much of us that you've given us this wonderful privilege. I want to give my brothers and sisters here this morning an opportunity to respond to this. If you're thankful for being given the privilege of being salt, won't you raise your hand right where you are? If you understand that you're salt, won't you raise your hand right where you are? Father, thank you for communicating that to your children. Salt just does what salt does. And so I pray that you'd give them all the divine assistance that they need to do what salt does. For it's not by might, nor by power, but by your spirit. Give that to my brothers and sisters. Let them continue to be what you've created them to be and call them to be, just salt. Now, Father, there may be someone here today who needs to, who desires to accept you as their personal Savior. If you're here today this morning and you want to accept Jesus as your personal Savior, won't you raise your hand right where you are? In raising your hand, you're simply saying, I want to be a Christian. I want to be salt. I want to follow him wherever he leads me and make this world taste good. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees your hand. God sees yours and yours. Father, seal these decisions this morning. People who want to be your child, children. Then I don't know, there may be someone here today who needs a church family. You want to belong to a group of people who can't bypass the hurting. Moved with compassion to touch somebody in their felt need. You want to be a part of this sunny side, Seventh-day Adventist Church. If that's your desire, won't you raise your hand? You had a chance to mark it down maybe on the little bulletin, but I want to see you right now. That bulletin may be in front of you. It may have a place to check there and a place to identify what your desires are. Communicate that to the pastor here. Raise your hand. Let me see it. Let heaven see your hand. He sees your hand. God sees you. God sees you. Are there any others who want to join this family? God sees your hand too. God sees your hand. Isn't that wonderful? God sees you. Father, again, seal these decisions. We want to be among that number that when you're seen coming in your clouds of glory, that looks up and says, lo, this is our God. It's over. He's coming to save us. And his original purpose for creation will be realized. Praise his name. In benediction we pray. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face radiate with joy continuously because of you. And when you see him face to face, may you only experience peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.